Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Sorry, this is Gary here, ma'am. Once again, I'm so sorry the line got disconnected.
Yes.
I was just saying, so hello. Now, did you fill up that form, ma'am?
Oh, hang on. When are we going back again now?
Okay, go to Zip. Go to Zip, ma'am.
On Google or the. Okay, yes. This is the new yes. I haven't got an email address.
Okay, you don't have an email address, ma'am?
No.
I believe, ma'am, you receive an email, you send an email, correct? First of all, you do one thing. You see your residential address, and below you see enter address manually. Tap on it, enter address manually.
Yep.
And, yep. Now, you just need to write down your email address, like your residential address, like unit, street number, first of all, the street name and all.
There's a little, like a, you know, you get a mouse, there's the mouse thing, is that you?
No.
Because there's a mouse thing trying to go over my screen.
Because you have been connected to our server, that's why if you are facing any problem, our server automatically is trying to help you. Because I'm on a different place, I'm talking to you, and you have been connected to a different place now. That is on a different place, okay? All right.
Okay. So I'll put you, okay, number 3, New Gold Place in Jane Group, 6061 WA.
And after that, I do believe, ma'am, you do have, like, your email address, ma'am. You don't have any email address. How do you receive an email and check an email, ma'am?
No, I don't.
You don't use Gmail or any email, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Select your gender, first of all, female.
Yes. And my date of birth?
Yes.
Yes.
And after that, you just need to press your home button, ma'am. Press your home button.
Yep.
And after that, you don't have any Gmail, ma'am?
Nah.
Okay, I'll explain you. Now you do one thing. Open up your tap on Google, ma'am. Open
Google.
Up your yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yep.
Now you just type at the bottom Gmail. Gmail's sign in, okay?
Gmail
sign in.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now tap on search and then you see. Yep.
Yep.
Now you just open up the first account.
Yep.
Sign in Google account.
Yep.
Now you just see at the bottom create account. Tap on create. You must use now one email. That is very important, you know.
I just come up saying, welcome Alana Aid.
Okay, so now you see at the bottom right hand side, there is a big green color aid on a circle. Tap on it.
Yep.
Tap on it.
Yep.
Now this is your email address, ma'am. Just check it out. You see Alana Aid, your name, and below you see your email. That is your email ID. Take that one and write it down on the zip. Take down this email.
Yes.
And
go back to that zip.
Yep, correct, ma'am. And write it down the same email.
Okay.
Don't do any mistake, okay?
All right.
Because sometimes what happens, ma'am, even if you do have, but sometimes I also don't remember whether I do have or not, okay?
Okay. Sorry.
No problem, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I believe, ma'am, do you have any unit number?
No, just a house.
Okay. Now you see at the bottom there is a blue color arrow. Tap on that arrow. At the bottom you see blue color arrow. At the very bottom right hand side.
Yeah.
Tap on that arrow, blue color.
Yep.
And you just see the street number and the unit number.
Yeah. Yes.
Just check.
I haven't got a unit. The house.
Okay. Now you just tap on that blue color arrow at the bottom which you see.
Yep.
You need to come down.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come down where you see all the alphabets number and below you
see
blue color.
Yeah, I'm tapping on it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, now come down. Do you see any option submit or next?
No.
I confirm. No. Click on the box and continue. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
And after that, what do you see? Just let me know. Now connect to
bank. I do it.
Tap on connect to bank.
Yes.
Tap on connect to bank. Now you have a ANZ bank. Tap on ANZ.
Yes.
Tap on ANZ. And then write down your customer registration number.
Okay.
And the password, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just check it out, your customer registration number, mm-hmm. ma'am, okay, correctly. It is.
Yep.
It is correct?
Yep.
Now write down the password. Okay.
It's not ready.
Okay. Okay. Take your time and do it slowly, okay?
Yes. I can't see what I'm doing.
Okay.
4, 6, 6, 3, 5, 5.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you how you will do it. Right. Now, after that, once when you've done it, you tell me, Gary, I'm done. And I'll tell you, what you have to do is, ma'am. Okay?
Gary, I'm done. It's done.
Because we just need to cancel all the cards, which has...
Okay. We have not been able to log in.
Now, tap on OK, got it. And check your customer registration number, ma'am, first of all. Whether you're putting the right number or wrong number. Just check it out. First of all, you can just log in into your ANZ bank, ma'am. You can log in into your ANZ bank, and I'll help you how you will see your customer registration number. Press your home button.
I know it. Right there. 1.
Okay.
0. 8.
Uh-huh.
4, 6, 6, 3, 5, 5.
Okay.
Yes?
Now write down the password.
Yes. Okay.
Write down the password.
Mm-hmm.
And after that.
Yes.
And after that, make sure you're putting the right password and tap on connect.
Yes.
Now hold on, it is going on, and after that I'll tell you what you have to do is, ma'am, okay?
Yeah.
Now what do you see, ma'am? Is still the same or do you see any other changes?
It's still loading.
But tap on continue. At the bottom you see continue. Tap on continue. Write down your driver's license now after this.
Yes. I've got it.
Okay. Select driver's license and write down your name. How is it appear on your driver's license? Now select your state. Yeah. Write down your state. And after that, your license number.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Take your time, ma'am. And make sure you're not doing any mistakes, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Yes, is it right? Continue?
Yes, continue. Okay, that's what I was telling you. If you have any middle name, write it down. And if you don't have, then no problem. Leave it as it is. Okay.
Yes.
Continue after that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you pressed on continue?
Yes, going through.
Okay. You can call me Gary. Yes, ma'am. And I can I call you Alana?
Yes.
Okay, Alana. So once you press on continue, what do you see? Just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
Now you just need to write down your card number, okay?
What card number?
Of your driver's license card number, ma'am.
Hang on a minute. I'll just go and get my wallet.
Okay, take your time.
I've got the driver's license number on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll just grab it. Okay. Hang on.
Uh-huh, take your time.
Where would the card number be?
The license you will see, ma'am, at the bottom or at the top, okay?
I can't see the card number. Where would that be? Because I've got the license number. Yes, I get it. Okay, hang on.
Uh-huh, take your time.
Oh, that's my date of birth.
Okay.
The card, underneath my photo, it says 09-04-1979.
Okay. Can you just flip your card, ma'am? And might be able to see your card number. You just need to flip your card, ma'am. And
is it LO21?
No, not that one.
It just says issued in Western Australia, 2nd of August, CA vehicle, expiry date of birth.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing else.
Okay.
Only the L.
Okay, write down that number, the L1, the card number which you see.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on.
Take your time.
L? Yep. Shana, can you see this number, babe? Is that a LZ or LO?
What?
Just there, babe, that little one.
LO?
Okay. Hang on a minute.
Take your time.
Okay, sorry.
Take your time. Mom.
Yep. L-O-2-1, 6-9-2-2-1-5. Yeah? And then continue. Okay.
And let's see.
Okay, there's a link to
Yeah, now write down your card number of your ANZ.
Which? Oh, hang on, I'll just grab that.
Of your debit card, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, hang on.
Take your time.
Okay. So, 4-6-2-2-3-9-1-0. Where it's got spaces, do I have to space?
No, you don't need to give any spaces in between, okay?
Okay, 3-9-1-0-9-8-4-1-0-4-9-4.
Okay.
See, but now I'll put that in there. That's the card holder number.
Just copy paste it now.
Oh, I don't know how. It might be a minute.
Take your
Sorry.
Time. No problem, ma'am.
Okay. 6-2-2-3-9-1-0-9-8-4-1-0-4-9-4. Okay, expiry?
Yes.
Is, 04-26-04-2026, and the CVV 561, yes?
Okay, now you see at the bottom, there will be a tick box. I authorize the direct debit and agree.
Oh, yes.
A tick on that box. Do you see any box? Now hold on for a moment.
Okay, so giving your decision.
Okay, now you just need to tap on accept. Tap on accept.
I scroll down to a step. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just need to do that.
Yes. Now it says set your password.
Okay.
What's this for? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Okay.
Okay. Now, what
you see? Yeah, you can write down the password, your name, Alana, in small
okay.
case. Write
yes.
down. Alana.
Yes.
All would be in lowercase. And then write it down 321. Alana 321. Okay. And write it down, re-enter the same password after that.
Okay. Yes.
Write it down the password now. New password and re-enter the password.
Set new password?
Yes, ma'am.
Your password
tap on sign in. Tap on sign in.
Yes.
Right. Now write down your email, ma'am.
Okay.
Write down your email, the one which
yes.
I told you to saw that one.
Yes.
Now after that, put down the password which I gave you, Alana 321 in lowercase. Alana 321 in lowercase, ma'am.
Yes. Thanks. Sign in.
Yeah. Tap on sign in.
Yes.
And after that, I'll tell you like what you have to do is, okay? Now,
yeah.
tap on send code, ma'am.
Yes.
And if you will get any verification code again on your mobile
yes.
phone text message, so write it down.
Yes. So enter the verification code?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right, now after that, tap on verify.
Yes.
Now, what do you see now? Just let me know. Tap on view. Just hold on, okay?
Mm. Okay, yes. It says.
Now tap on available where you see zip pack 350
yep.
available. Tap on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, tap on it.
Yep.
And what do you see after that? Just let me know. Now you see at the top left hand side there is a cross sign. Tap on the cross sign.
Yes.
Now tap on tap on close anyway. Now
yes.
tap on login. At the bottom you see login. Tap on login.
Yes.
Now write down the email and the password. Now, after
Alana 321.
Yep, ma'am, that's right, okay.
Okay, log in.
Well, yes, ma'am, do it.
Yes?
Uh huh.
Okay, the sixth digit is, that this come up?
Write it down, allow. Tap on allow. Tap on allow.
Yes?
Uh huh.
Yes?
Yep. Now, after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
Set a pin 4 digits.
Sorry?
It says set up a pin 4 digits.
Okay. Write down the pin, the 4 digits. Any pin number, write it down 4215, okay? The pin number, 4 digit pin number, write it down 4215. Okay, and what do you see after that?
Confirm 4 digits.
Okay. And after that, what do you see, ma'am?
No, it's just a clear screen. It says confirm pin, 4 digits, but there's no thing that came up. So
okay.
I can confirm.
Okay. No problem. Now you do one thing, ma'am. Leave this one as it is. Okay. Press the home
yes.
button and open up your any desk app. Once again, the red color diamond app, which you have
done.
Your any desk app. Now, open up
yes.
your...
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now press your home button and open
yes.
up your zip app, ma'am. Open up your zip app. Press your
yes.
home. Open up your zip app. Now tap
yes.
on login. Tap on login.
Yes.
Now write down the email once again, ma'am. And then once then you've done it, you just let me know you have been done it.
Yes. Yes.
And write down the password. Alana 321. That will be Alana 321 and login. And if it will ask you for setup for FIN, so write it down 4215, okay?
4215. Yes.
And what do you see after that?
Confirm PIN.
Yes, tap on confirm. Yep, confirm it. And what do you see after that?
Nothing's come up. It just says confirm PIN, so it won't come up with a PIN pad.
Okay. Right. You just hold on for a while, ma'am, okay? Just hold on for a while. Now, you just need to tap on confirm PIN, okay?
Yes, I am. Can't let me press on it.
Oh, it's not letting you to press in. Now it is working.
Yes.
Now what,
okay, what is it?
4215 PIN is. 4215. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
And after
okay,
that,
hang on.
And tap on confirm after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you see at the bottom there is an arrow.
Yes.
At the right hand side, blue color arrow. Tap on that blue color arrow.
Yes.
One more time. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Now after that, what do you see?
Good morning, BitPay 350. Available spend. Yeah.
Right. Now you see at the bottom there is an option called shop. Tap on shop, ma'am, because we just need to cancel the order, okay? Which has been placed by the hacker. Now you look at the top, ma'am, gift card. Tap on gift card, ma'am.
Yep.
Tap on gift card.
Yep.
And after that I'll tell you like what you have to do is, okay?
Yeah.
We just found lot of card has been placed in order, right?
Right. Yep.
Now, when you see search gift card, type over there, Scholes, type over there, Scholes, C-O-L-E-S, type, ma'am, C for Charlie, C-O-L-E-O, you do one thing, ma'am, remove that one, okay, you see Scholes gift card, at the, the red color, do you see Scholes gift card, problem, type C for Charlie again, Scholes, C-O-L-E-S, now you see Scholes card come up, tap on Coles. Tap on Coles.
Yes.
Now select the value 350. Tap on value and make it 350.
50.
No, 350. No. Come down, select the value.
Oh shit, sorry.
Take your time, no problem, okay?
350. No, there's no 350. It just says 100, 150, 200.
Okay, no problem. Click on the arrow once again.
The back arrow or the bottom one?
Tap outside the value, ma'am. Hold on, don't do anything, okay? Mm-hmm. Now you see at the bottom left hand side, ma'am, there is an arrow. Tap on that arrow.
Bottom left hand.
Yeah, at the top left hand side, ma'am.
Oh.
Now you see again there will be an option come up like search. Tap on search. If you see at the bottom where you have written Coles, remove that one and type over there Amazon. Okay. Type Amazon. 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 Okay.
Yes.
Now you see Amazon gift card. Tap on it.
Yes.
And after that, select the value.
Yes.
And come down and select 300 or 350 if you see anything has come up like that. Select
300.
300. Select 300. And after that, you see, just hold on.
Yes.
Right. Now you just tap on buy for myself. Tap on buy for myself, and after that, what do you see? Just let me know, ma'am. Now you will get a phone text message again. So tap on allow. Okay. If you see any message come up, allow. Tap on allow.
Yes.
And after that, what do you see? Just let me know, okay?
It says my alignment.
Yeah, pain always zip at the bottom, you see?
Yes.
And after that, what do you see? Just let me know, okay?
Yeah. It says my alignment. Pain now zip with it.
Now you can see, ma'am, you have been tapped on pain always zip and it has come up across sign, okay?
Yes. Yeah. It did. Yes. It says if something went wrong, please try again.
Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Do one thing, ma'am. Press your home button and log in into your ANZ bank, ma'am.
Okay.
Press your home button because we are trying to cancel your card, ma'am.
Okay.
Log in into your ANZ bank. And apart from this bank, ma'am, you don't have any other bank. You are banking.
No.
This is the only bank you deal with, right?
Yes.
And do you use any credit card, ma'am, or any other card apart from this bank?
No.
You don't have, right?
No.
No problem.
Okay.
Just log in, okay?
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, you are in, okay? No problem, just hold on. I just need to scroll down, ma'am. Scroll up.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So you can see, ma'am, we have been cancelled your card. And you are not going to face any problem, okay? So it's been a lovely talking to you, ma'am, and have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.
I'm done?
Yes, ma'am, you are done, okay?
So they can't hack me anymore?
No, they can't hack you anymore, okay?
And is that with everything they try to, any internet thing they try to get me on?
Yes, ma'am, because we have given you a security, so they're not going to, you know, hack your identity or anything like that. We are on the safe hands, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes?
And ma'am, I do believe, ma'am, like your friend or your family, do you they have like any other card? They're banking with any other bank?
My family.
Uh-huh. You stay with alone, ma'am, or you stay with your partner?
It's on my own.
Oh, your own. Okay, then no problem, ma'am, then. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
So not